You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
And welcome back to Season 3 with another uplifting and inspirational episode of the Up to Me Magazine Show. This week, we are very honored to have with us actor, model, author, speaker, and career coach, Mr. Aaron Marcus. I'm your host, Gabby G, and if you're new to the program, I was lovingly referred to by my mother as Gabby Gale as a little girl because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that both my husband and son can each attest to. But I say that's okay because I believe that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guest and invite you to join me in conversations on diverse topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Also, a special shout-out to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. You can hear the song in its entirety at the close of our show, and if you like it, you can purchase the song for just 99 cents through cdbaby.com or simply purchase through our website at Up to Me Radio. We are pleased to announce that Up to Me Radio is now on Google Play Music as well as Stitcher and iTunes. Join our nearly 1 million listeners in uploading any one of these apps on your mobile or Android devices. Up to Me Radio can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. In addition, look for our latest feature of Up to Me Magazine. You can purchase a subscription by going to www.up2memagazine.com. As a special promotion for today's program, Aaron Marcus has generously offered a 10% discount to all listeners who register for his Book the Job workshop by October the 11th. Book the Job workshop is being held on October the 21st, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Home Suites by the Hilton BWI, 1181 Winter Sun Road in Linthicum, Maryland. To register, go now to www.howtoactandmodel.com/Baltimore-October-2017 or simply go to our website at uptomeradio.com and click on that same affiliate link under this program's feature. Keep in mind that seats are limited. Well, I'm so pleased to be able to welcome back one of the most sought-after actor, author, commercial model, speaker, and mentor in today's entertainment and commercial modeling industry. He represents over 30 years' experience as a full-time actor and commercial model and has been cast in over 1,200 TV and radio commercials, corporate films, feature films, television, and print ads. He has helped countless people achieve success through his amazing book, private online mentoring and workshops, newsletter, and blog postings. His book, How to Become a Successful Actor and Model, is considered the gold standard by industry professionals, and now Aaron has created an amazingly helpful workshop called Book the Job. This workshop has been given over 600 times, spanning 3 continents. I've asked him back to our program this morning to tell us about this tell-all workshop to help all of our listeners who aspire to become or perfect their acting or modeling careers. Please help give me a very warm welcome to Mr. Aaron Marcus. Good morning, Aaron.
Gabby, hi, good morning. It's so great to talk with you again.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here. Well, we're so excited because to have you return, because you always lend so much wisdom and insight to the industry for our listeners. And since it's been a couple of years now, actually, I can't believe it's been that, how time flies, but since you were here last. So I thought maybe we could just begin by reintroducing you to our listeners. So do you mind just retelling us how you got started in the industry?
Sure. So I'll give a very short version. I was planning on being a physical therapist, and I was taking all my prerequisites to apply to physical therapy school, and I needed a job to support myself while I was a full-time college student. Met an actor, he told me what he did, and I thought, wow, that sounds like fun. It'd be a great part-time job, and I actually got started working as a part-time actor and a commercial model while I was a full-time college student, and I did that for 2 years, and I found that I was just loving doing the work so much that I decided I wanted to pursue this full-time and give it a shot and just see what it was like. And so I gave myself a year just to test the waters to see if I could still continue to get work, if I could stomach being self-employed, not having any, you know, definitive days that I'm working and days off. And what I found was, after a year, it was just incredible. And so now it's been over 30 years. And I realize most people do this kind of work on a part-time basis. Most people are not trying to make a living at it. And so, and that's the other thing that I do is helping people who have thought about, dreamed about, seeing themselves in a magazine ad or on a billboard or in a, even just working as an extra on a TV show or film. And so, as you so kindly mentioned, I do have private online mentoring programs, which is wonderful. And I get a chance to work with people literally around the world. And I can really focus in on everybody's individual needs, because I do this one-on-one, and then that's what we do. And I've helped, as you had mentioned, countless people get representation, get work. And so anyhow, that's been so much fun for me to be able to give back and share with other people what I've learned.
So that always intrigues me when you say, first of all, I just want to ask you, did you ever complete your degree in physical therapy?
No, never even got close to it. I had an interesting college journey. I spent the first 2 years in college taking classes that I thought sounded interesting. I had no idea what I wanted to do. And to make a very long story very short, I was beginning to perform music with my brother. And we were doing it locally, and we were writing songs and had a great time doing that. And at one point he said, hey, would you like to try this full time? I said, sure, that sounds great. So I stopped college, and we actually started touring. We did that for 7 years on a full-time basis, and it was incredible. We were doing mostly college concerts. And it was mostly East Coast, all throughout New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and D.C. and Virginia. And then when my brother decided he didn't like performing anymore and he didn't like traveling, which is not good for musicians, he gave me a year's notice. And so I had to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. I transferred schools when I decided I wanted to study music, and then I spent 2 years studying music, and then he asked me. So I never finished because credit-wise, I would have been going into my senior year, but music-wise, I would have been going into my junior year. So I never completed that, and then for physical therapy, I just started taking all the classes that I avoided all my life, all the sciences, taking chemistry and biology and organic, you know, and anatomy, and I found it really interesting. And so, but then I just started performing. I started working as an actor and a model full time. So, yeah, no, I never. I was just about to start applying to physical therapy schools when I decided to test the waters out for acting and modeling.
Oh my gosh, what a journey that is! And for most
people,
but I
kind of got close because my daughter became a physical therapist. So
she did.
I guess, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, which is really cool.
So
at least I'm still kind of connected to the field.
What a journey! Oh my goodness, that's an amazing story. You know, I thought I knew everything about you, but I did not know that you were a musician.
Yeah.
Every time I interview you, I find out something new. So, do you sing?
I was a professional guitarist, singer, songwriter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't
incorporate
that in your workshops or you haven't pursued that as part of your acting or modeling career?
No. I mean, there have been a couple of times where I've auditioned and they needed somebody who could play guitar, but that's not something I do. I mean, almost nobody in this world even knows that I had a life as a musician unless you came to one of our
they
concerts.
They do now.
Now they do. So the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's awesome. No, it's just I didn't realize that about you. I think it's amazing. You're a real triple threat.
I don't dance.
Right? That's awesome. And then some. You're absolutely right. Well, that's just amazing. I just love that. The other thing I wanted to ask you is I'm very curious about this because given your extensive years of experience and all the benefits that you have of your years of trial and error and your lessons that you've learned in your online blogs and your newsletters and your workshops, why would you give away your best-kept secrets and your contacts? You also give people your contacts. That's you can't say that for everybody in your business with your level of experience. I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great question. It really is. And look, there are lots of other people that I've run into who, and it's not right or wrong or good or bad, for whatever reason, they don't want to share information. People are concerned, well, if I give you some of my secrets and my techniques, then if we're auditioning together, then you might have a better chance of booking the job than me, and I don't want to give out that information. And I understand that philosophy. I just come from a very different place, and I was just kind of brought up in a household where we helped each other out. You know, we helped out other people. And, I mean, besides the fact that I truly do not believe that I have any competition in this world, and I'm not saying that from an arrogant point of view.
No,
I think
I
that's true for everybody. Nobody has any competition. And so when I'm at an audition, I see a bunch – well, here's a perfect example. So I was at an audition on Thursday in Philadelphia for a film, and there were a bunch of other people who were reading for the same role as me. And these are all really very experienced, very talented people. And it took me a while to get to this place. It's not like it happened immediately, because at first I would start comparing myself to other people. And I would look at somebody and think, oh, you know, I've seen that guy on a TV show. I've seen this guy in movies. You know, why are they going to hire me? I mean, this guy looks the part. You know, I'm wasting my time. And all of a sudden, it just puts you into a very different kind of mindset, which is not good for an audition, and you're getting distracted. And I've just come to learn and truly believe that we all bring something unique to the table. You know, there's something special about all of us. And I'm not saying that other people might not be more attractive, other people might not be more experienced, other people might not be better. Of course, those things are absolutely true. But the fact is, we've all had different life experiences, and we could read the same lines and say it very differently. You know, just depending on who we are. So when it comes to sharing information, you know, I don't mind helping out other people and telling people what I do, because, you know, if the part is right for you, then you're going to book the job. And if the part's right for me, I'm going to book the job. And I've also just found that when you surround yourself with other like-minded people who are open, who are kind, who want to share information, it just feels like a much better life to have. And once again, I don't feel any anger or bitterness towards people who will not share information. You know, people, you know, just do whatever they feel is right for them. But I know I always feel better when I am in that kind of environment. And you know, the crazy thing is, and I do this when I'm doing, when I'm brought in as a guest speaker to do workshops, I actually thank the people attending for giving me an opportunity to share my information, because honestly, I get a lot out of it as well. It makes me feel good. I know what it's like started in the industry. It's hard. It's difficult. You know, we're running a business here, and you can't really go to school for an acting or modeling business. Certainly, you can go to school to learn the craft, and that's really helpful. But to actually run your business, there isn't such a thing. It's kind of similar. You know, you can go to medical school and be a great doctor and really know what you're doing, but to set up a practice on your own, that would be very difficult to do. And I always felt from the beginning, because I did not have mentors, I didn't have people who I could go to, I didn't have any family members who were anywhere nearly remotely involved in the business. And so I had to do everything on my own. And it was a bit lonely. It was a bit scary. I made mistakes. I spun my wheels, spent money unnecessarily. I mean, I learned from all of those things. But I remember them very distinctly. And so I made a promise with myself many, 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 many years ago. And I said, you know, if I ever have success in this industry, I would love to try to be able to help other people avoid some of the issues that I had, you know, getting started. And so it you know, in some ways, maybe it's kind of a selfish thing, but it does make me feel good when I know I can put somebody on the right path and I can help somebody find the right agents for them and teach them how to put together the right photos and just share the reality of the industry. And, you know, I could make a whole lot more money if I were selling dreams to people. Well, I can make you a star. You're going to get started. You're going to start working right away. Yeah, people would flock to that because that's what people want to hear. But I just wouldn't be able to live with myself or look at my family if I felt like I was doing something that was dishonorable. So, you know, what I really like is being able to share the nuts and bolts of the business, but do it in a gentle way and an encouraging way, but, you know, be very straight with folks so they know what they're doing. And that way, when people are getting started, whether it's for themselves or their kids, I mean, there are millions of people who dream about, you know, I always wanted to be on a billboard. You know, I always wanted to see myself in a TV commercial, but you know, I just had no idea, and I'm probably too old, and my body's not perfect enough. And, I mean, those are the kinds of people that I love helping, because I can teach them that, you know, this work, it's available for everybody. And so, anyhow, it makes, as a very, very long-winded way of answering your question, honestly, it makes me feel good, too, to be able to help others, you know, head on this path to getting started or even advancing a career in the acting and modeling industry.
I think and I found that myself, because I had that same experience. I went to Hollywood at 19 years old.
And you had tough times there. Yeah.
I went there, too, you know, and I didn't have any, you know, prior anything myself. I just didn't have anybody in my family. I grew up in a family of 10 kids. My parents were, you know, they were trying to just put food on the table and work hard and all that. And they didn't know anything about that kind of business. And they thought I was crazy to leave and just get on the airplane and go. And I didn't know what I was doing. I had no contacts. I had no education. I had no prior knowledge. And I got sick with pneumonia and tonsillitis, and I had to come back.
Just to interrupt for one second, you are incredibly brave. That takes so much courage. Really, at the age of 19, to just pick up and fly out to L.A. to try to break into the industry, that's unbelievable that you had the courage to do that.
I wasn't a bit afraid. In fact, at 18, I went to Disney World because I actually landed a job at Disney World for the Diamond Horseshoe Review. And but again, because I was so naive and so in the dark, and my parents gave me money. They bought my plane ticket, and they gave me luggage and all of that. I graduated from high school. College was not affordable, and so I had to just – for me, I was like, this is like my college experience. I can't afford to go to college. I didn't know enough, or was, you know, I just didn't know. I was naive, and nobody really told me, you know, that you can go to college. This is how you can support yourself. You can get a job and become, I learned later on, years later, that I could do employee assistance programs through jobs and things like that, but I didn't know about any of that. So I was just in the dark. And so through nobody's fault or anything like that, again, I'm not, you know, resentful or bitter. It just, that's the way it was, just like you said. And so I was trial and error, just like you. And so it's one of the reasons why I appreciate what you do so much, because I wish to God I had an Aaron Marcus in my life when I was 18 to 19 years old for the exact same reason. I felt like I was wandering through my late teens and early 20s trying to figure myself out. I knew what my gifts and talents are. I knew what I felt like the Lord was always drawing me to, but I had no direction on how to get there. I had no wisdom. And I didn't know you couldn't just show up. I did work at Disney World. I just figured, well, here I am. I knocked on doors for agencies, and then they told me I need $5,000 and I need headshots. I'm like, what is a headshot? What do you mean I need $5,000? I'm lucky I can put a roof over my head. I had to get little jobs just to do that. So, and they were not in great parts of town. I'm trying to glamorize that. I mean, I was in roach infested with mice and everything. Everything else is crazy, but you know, you just fast forward, you learn things, and so that's why I like to do what I do and bringing people like yourself on the show to promote and help other people, so they don't have to go in the dark and do their trial and error and waste their time and money and effort. So I just appreciate what you do and how you do it. You're so gracious, you're honest, you're caring, and you're just there like a little angel to guide people through this industry, and just thank you for that. I just appreciate that's who you are. And you don't take advantage of people.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, the funny thing is, and you know, it just seems like things happen for a reason, and for whatever reason, you being out in L.A., I guess, wasn't in the cards, and there were other plans for you, and I mean, look what you wound up doing. I mean, you're doing some amazing things in other ways, you know, to help other people, including people in the industry as well.
So that's the beauty of it. So that's what I feel like I was taught in that process, was that all that trial and error, mistakes and things like that was actually my training for what I was supposed to do. And in the meantime, I married a wonderful man. I had a beautiful child who's now 19 years old. And so I would not trade that process or that journey for anything in the world. And so, you know, now I can utilize all the mistakes that I made, like you said, and actually it was training ground. So it's not really failures, I don't believe, but I think it's experience for where I am today. And so I utilize it as that. And I'm grateful, actually.
And the nice thing is, as long as you keep your mind open, we're still learning on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I, you know, and it was funny, we were just talking about, I was just talking about this audition that I had on Thursday, and here was just another learning experience. And for the listeners, they probably don't know, but I create, they're called vlogs, they're video blogs. And they're based on, you know, experiences that I've had, and I'm planning on shooting one soon. And it was an interesting experience where an agent contacted me about auditioning for this film. They say they're going to shoot Saturday and Sunday. It'll probably be one of the 2 days. You'll be working one of the 2 days, whoever books it. And I mentioned that I wouldn't be available one of the days, and because I do have a full day booking on Sunday. And she said, well, she spoke with them, it's not an issue. So for me, you know, it's about 5 hours in the car, and, you know, it's half a day. Well, not quite half a day, but it's a good amount of time getting up to Philly. And as soon as I walked in, they had a sign saying, things have changed, they're only shooting on Sunday. Well, I've got a workshop set up. And so the first thing that flashed through my mind was, well, this is a complete waste because I can't do the job. I'm already booked out. And so what do you do, you know, in that situation?
You just go home. You turn around and go home?
Well, that's one option. You just turn around and go home and feel really angry. And as you're paying the tolls and going to the gas station, it makes you angrier. So that's one way of dealing with it. And the other thing is, you know, is there anything that can be helpful, you know, about this? So here's what I did, and this is what I'm going to talk about in the vlog. I didn't say anything to the casting director. This is a really good casting director. I've worked with her before. I booked a TV show after auditioning with her. So I just wanted to do the audition. I wanted her to see me again. It's probably been a month or 6 weeks since I've seen her last. And so I did the audition. Felt good. And then I left, and I mentioned to the agent on the way home, I said, look, here's my situation. They did have a sign saying they're only shooting Sunday. I could work, you know, here are the hours I could work before my workshop. Here are the hours I could work after my workshop. Couldn't imagine that they would bend it like that, or they would be able, you know, to set it up that way. But I guess the way that I viewed it is, like, if nothing else, it gave me an opportunity to see her again, to have my face in front of her, have her a chance to give her an opportunity to see me audition. And like I said, I thought things went well. I spent a pretty good amount of time studying the side, so I had them memorized, and that's always a good exercise. And so, you know, I just looked at it as a great opportunity to put my face in front of the casting director again. And I know I'm not going to get the job. And so those are just some of the, you know, some actors would just be really angry and bitter and yell at the agent and say, what are you doing? You know, I can't believe, why didn't you call me? You know, let me, you know, that is one way of dealing with things, but there are other ways of doing it. And once again, I never tell people what they should or shouldn't do. And quite often I find there isn't a one way to do things. I mean, even like, for instance, I mean, I know some models who will not roll out of bed for a job that pays under $300 or $400 or $500. And I get it. You know, I understand it. It's something I would never do. I like to work, and even if it's a small-paying job, I'm going to meet a new photographer. I might meet some people from the ad agency. I'm assuming things are going to go really well, and maybe they'll think of me for another job in the future. Maybe it's a bigger job in the future. Or maybe that photo, you know, that copy of that ad that I just did might be invaluable to me. It might get me a lot more work. So, yeah, maybe I'm making a small amount of money on this job, but I just always find that work seems to bring in more work. So, once again, there are many different ways that you can run your business, and that's why, whether it's private mentoring or in workshops, I like to open things up and share different ideas. But ultimately, it's going to be up to you. Even like, for instance, some people will say when you are going to an audition, you should always slate in character. And slating in character, slate is when you identify yourself typically before the audition. Sometimes you do a slate at the end, where it could be anything from saying your name, maybe your name and your agency, maybe your height, maybe the city that you live in. I mean, it could be a whole variety, the role that you're reading for. And so some people say, look, if you're supposed to be a tough guy, do your slate as a tough guy. If you're if the character is a nervous person, read it, you know, do your slate as a nervous person. So they see, yeah, that's the person. That is one way of doing it, and I've heard of stories where people have had real success doing it that way. I don't. I do it very differently, and I like to slate as myself. Just nice, warm, friendly, inviting, approachable kind of guy. Somebody you like, somebody you want to work with. And then I'll take a moment and then go into character and do my read. I like doing that so they can see I can act. And sometimes when you're on a set, and this is certainly has happened to me a number of times, where the director might ask for a different kind of read, do something different. And if they think that you are the character, they might not be 100% sure that you can actually make those adjustments. So just another example, there isn't a right way or wrong way. There are a number of different ways of doing things, and that's why I like to share different ideas. I'll tell you what I do and why, but then, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to you to make that decision.
Well, that's why we have to go to break, and so when we come back, we're going to talk about all those ideas and great tips that you have for your upcoming Book the Job workshop, which I know you incorporate all that into your workshop, so I want to talk about that, and we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk about your workshop.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
And we're back. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with actor, commercial model, author, speaker, and career coach Aaron Marcus. If you miss the top of the hour, you have a chance to register for his Book the Job workshop being held October the 21st at 10 a.m. in Linthicum, Maryland. Do so by October the 11th, and you will receive a 10% discount. For more information and to register for this important workshop, go to our website at www.uptomeradio.com for the affiliate link, or visit the link directly at www.howtoactandmodel.com/Baltimore-October-2017. And remember, seats are limited, so register now. If you have any questions or comments for Aaron, go ahead and give us a call at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. Well, I want to go ahead and just dive right into Aaron's Book the Job workshop that I just mentioned is coming up on the 21st of October in Baltimore. And Aaron, is this workshop a companion to your book, How to Become a Successful Actor and Model?
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you the book goes into much more depth than I could possibly do in a workshop. But at the workshop, though, there are things that I can also do that I can't possibly do in the book. Like, for instance, and I just wanted to mention, for everybody to get the discount, when you use the link that you had mentioned, all you have to do when you get to the shopping cart page, the coupon code is just type in the number 10 with the percent symbol, discount, no space, and all lowercase. So it's the number 10, percent sign, discount, all lowercase. Put it in the coupon code, and you will get a 10% discount. So at the workshop, and this is going to be really cool, one of the tough things for people is getting a chance to meet the industry professionals. So there is probably the biggest casting company in the Washington, D.C. Area. It's called Central Casting. And I have the main casting director, coming in as a guest speaker. And Daniel's going to be talking about auditions. One of the things that's also going to be great, and this is something certainly you couldn't get in the book, is you can actually meet him in person. You can give him a photo if you happen to have a headshot. You can give him a headshot. You can let him see you in person so he can keep you in mind for future projects. And being able to make those kinds of connections are just invaluable. I also will have another guest speaker. His name is David Blackman, and he is a commercial photographer. He hires models, and once again, not fashion models. These are commercial models who are sometimes beautiful, but also just regular-looking people who are portraying the mom, the doctor, the real estate agent, the banker, the plumber, the student. And he also shoots headshots, and he will be speaking there as well. It's just a great opportunity to meet these people in person. But some of the other things that we're going to be able to do at the workshop that I can't do in the book is we're going to have a practice audition, and I will record it. I'll shoot it. I'll play it back. I will critique it. I'll show you the actual techniques that I use for every audition, and you'll get an opportunity to play around with it and try it out and then see yourself on the screen. And we're even going to have a practice go-see. A go-see is the term. It's the audition for models. And I'm going to tell you this is what the ad's for, show you techniques that I use, take a picture, a still shot, play it back, critique it, and that kind of information and experience is just invaluable. So, you know, if there's, you know, for the people who are listening, if you are anywhere around the Maryland area, whether it's New Jersey or Pennsylvania or Virginia, West Virginia, D.C., you really want to attend this workshop. It's going to just save you years and years and years of guesswork, and also give yourself your best opportunity to get representation and find work. So anyhow, you know, people have a choice. You can do like what you did, Gabby, or what I did, and we spent time just kind of floundering around, not really knowing what we were doing, or you could be put on a path of being taught information, things that took me probably 7-8 years to figure out. And really give yourself your best chance to have success. It's just, it's a great investment. And once again, you know, it's, you know, most people are not trying to make a living at it. People, you know, typically are not going to, you know, quit their daytime job or drop out of school to pursue this full time at this point. You know, it gives you information so you can get started and you can dip your toes in the acting and modeling, you know, water and see what it's like. And actually, one other thing that everybody will get, which is incredible, is a handout. In this handout, you will receive over 60 contacts. These are all the major players of people that you want to know in the Maryland, D.C., Pennsylvania, Virginia area. And some are even outside the area, but it's everybody from casting directors to agents and some photographers. And so anyhow, it's just a great investment in really learning how to either get started or jumpstart your career. If you've been doing this for a while, but you feel like you're not really getting the kinds of auditions or jobs that you want, this is the kind of thing that you want to invest in to teach you how to make that jump.
Well, talking about investment, too, I just wanted to jump in and say that you even offer a payment plan for this workshop. Is that right?
Yeah, I never want to keep people from attending because of finances. So if, you know, paying, even with the 10% discount, you know, at one time is too much, yeah, you can spread it out over a number of months, and it's a really simple plan. And so you'll read all about it right on the website.
So I wanted to talk about that, too, is be sure you go to Aaron's website and check that out. You can sign up there. And also, you also have your quick tip series. You still do that?
Oh, yeah. And that's what I, when I was talking about the vlogs, that's
the vlogs?
My quick tip series.
Oh, I love that. That's
series.
My favorite thing.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, howtoactandmodel.com, If you want to learn more about the workshop, you click on workshops, and then and there's a link, a drop down that says workshops in your city, and you can also see my book on that on the same website on the top of it. And there's also one that says blogs. And so you can click on that, and there's one section for modeling, one for acting. And the information there is really helpful, and I try to keep each one under 3 minutes and really dive into different aspects of the industry. And once again, you know, these are based on my actual experiences that I share information, some things that go well, some things that don't go so well, and you know, I really lay things out there, as you so kindly said, you know, in an honest way, and I share the information with others.
And so I think that's kind of what sets you and your workshops apart, because there's all kinds of workshops out there. You know, you can go online do online workshops. You can go to college campuses, training conferences, and things like that. But I think what sets your workshops apart and yourself as a coach as well is that you are still doing the craft. You're still working the craft. You're still learning the craft. And so all your information that you share is up to date. Some actors and actresses that are no longer in the business or they're retired will go back, and I'm not taking away from their experiences that they've had or what they have to share. Everybody has something valuable to share. But I'm just saying some of them are not in the business any longer or they're not working as much, but you're continuing yourself to you know, perfect your own craft, and you're still a working actor and commercial model, and then on the side you choose to do this as well to help other people. So I feel like that's what sets you and your workshops apart, and that's why I'm encouraging anyone who is even dreaming about becoming an actor or an actress, or have considered commercial modeling work either part-time or full-time, to please go to this workshop. If, in fact, they cannot make this particular workshop, do you take this workshop on the road? I know it's been done in 3 continents. Do you do this on a regular basis? Is it a quarterly workshop that you run? Are there other locations where people can attend if they can't get to Baltimore?
Yeah, as of now, I mean, I do have there are some organizations that are bringing me in to do workshops. I also go to college campuses to do workshops, which is always kind of fun for me. And I'm still holding out for an honorary degree.
there you go.
Yeah, so as of this moment, I don't have another workshop set up outside the area. I try to do them every couple months in different areas. So if for some reason you can't make it to the Baltimore one on the 21st, the next best thing is just to set up a private mentoring session with me. And we do that online, and we're able to see each other face to face. And actually it's a great way for me to connect with you, you know, individually by doing it that way.
Yeah, I love that. Do you do the same workshop, or do you change them up at all? Like offer different types?
For the in-person workshops, they will change slightly, but some of the basic details I will continue to use, because I just know that those are essential pieces of information that people need to have. Like creating a powerful headshot. Most people are clueless. And
right.
Really, I mean, why would somebody know? How do you put together a great headshot, which is used by actors? And even a commercial model might use a headshot on the front of what's called a composite sheet, which is it's a piece of paper that has your different photos on it. And typically what happens is people will go to a photographer and say, I want to do a headshot. And they'll say, okay, smile. And you do a shot and you smile. But it might be a very pretty picture of you. It might be technically a great shot, but it might not be an effective headshot. And that's the key word. Is it grabbing people's attention in a positive way? Is it letting people know how they can cast you? Does it show your personality? And those are things, I mean, I certainly didn't know when I first got started. I just made faces when I was paying a headshot photographer.
And you faces?
Yeah, because I walked in and the guy said, all right, why don't you just make some faces for me? And so I said, okay. And so, you know, we did an entire session, and I was very fortunate out of, you know, probably hundreds of pictures that were taken, we were able to salvage one. And that's how I got started. So it's crucial that you learn how to put together a great headshot. So that way you can prepare ahead of time. You'll know what questions to ask the photographer. And essentially, instead of walking in and saying, okay, so what should I do? You're going to actually tell the photographer what you want. And I'm not saying that you're going to say, okay, well, you know, move the lights here. Let's put the f-stop here. You know, you're not going to be telling the photographer what to do from a technical point of view. But you are going to know very specifically what kind of look you need to get. You're going to know what kind of wardrobe to bring, which is crucial for a headshot. And most people, they just want to bring clothes that they look good in. And that's not necessarily something that's going to be helpful. In some ways, it could actually hurt your headshot. So you need that kind of information. You need to know, how do you put together a resume, especially if you haven't done anything before? Well, I can teach you how to do that. If you're putting together commercial photos because you want to become a commercial model, you want to see yourself in newspapers, billboards, posters, magazine ads, on websites, on packages of products. Well, once again, most of the time, photographers will take really nice pictures and they'll say, okay, you look like you should be a business person. Why don't you put on a suit and hold a cell phone and smile to the camera? All right, well, it's a nice shot. It's not going to grab somebody's attention because everybody in the world is doing that kind of shot. So there are very specific formulas that you want to follow. And once again, those are the things that I teach. So, yeah, I will definitely hit on those areas for every in-person workshop that I do. But then again, you know, I also will be taken in any direction of what questions come up from people. So sometimes I find myself talking.
Do you have a Q&A?
Well, throughout the entire workshop, people, you know, I make it really clear, hey, just stop me. If you have a question, stop me and ask me. If it's something completely unrelated to what I'm talking about, I don't care. You know, don't write it down. Don't wait till later. Just stop me. And I don't mind jumping around because sometimes somebody will ask me a question that I wasn't even thinking about discussing, but I think it's helpful for everybody. So, you know, in some ways it's funny. It's kind of like a jazz concert where I've got a very, you know, specific theme that I'm following. I know what slides I'm going to be showing in my PowerPoint, and I know what demonstrations and techniques and all that. But it's very loose in the sense of I'm more than happy to go wherever people want to take me. And my goal at any workshop or even a private mentoring session, it's not to get through my material, but it's to have you walk out of that session incredibly knowledgeable about the industry and get the information that you feel like you need to have. That's my goal. And I just wanted to touch on something you said a little bit earlier that I thought was a really, really good point. When you were just talking about, you know, being able to teach people while you're still in the business. And it's just like one of the aspects of that comment. If you are not currently in the business and you haven't been in the business for the past even two years, 3 years, when you are talking about shooting home auditions, because in certain markets, everybody shoots auditions online. Well, you shoot them at home or you rent out a space and you upload your auditions. For every audition that I do in Atlanta, probably 99.9% of the time, I shoot the audition at home and upload it to the casting director or to my agent who will upload it to the casting director. So you need to know how to shoot auditions from home. You need to know what equipment you have to have. You need to know eye placement. You need to know where to have the other reader. I mean, there's all, it's like, we're not talking about brain surgery here, but there are some very specific things that you need to do to make sure that your audition looks and sounds great. Because if it doesn't, people aren't going to look at it, and you'll never be considered. So if you have, if you're not still in the industry, it's going to be hard for you. When I first got started, nobody was shooting auditions from home. You know, that the technology just wasn't there. And then at one point, many years later, I remember shooting auditions on a VHS tape.
Oh, wow.
And then having to rush over to Federal Express and overnight it so that it would be there in time for the, you know, casting director. And those things, you know, those are dinosaurs. You know, so now you shoot it online, you edit it a little bit, upload it, and boom, it's there. And so anyhow, those are the kinds of things that you need to know about, and typically you're not going to know about it unless you're currently in the industry doing it.
That's right. That's right. And that's why that's such a great point, because that's what I was thinking, because it does change with the technology, and technology changes all the time. So I had not even known when I first started doing this with Up to Me Radio, and my friend, actress Julie Solcott, was talking about going to AMTC, which is where she met you, mm-hmm. and where we became acquainted. And AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, and which is another resource and tool that Aaron also has a role in there as well. And that is amazing, too, that I wish that I had an agency like that at my disposal. But can you just go ahead and talk about what you do? Do you give workshops at Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ?
Yeah, so this is what I do. I am a guest speaker, and I will come in. I will typically do a 45-minute talk. Now, that talk, I will incorporate a little bit of what I would do in a regular 4 or 5 hour in-person workshop, but it's also geared for people attending an event, which is very different. And, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, how to deal with the industry professionals, you know, with the agents and the managers and the casting directors who are attending the event, what to do after the event, how to deal with rejection. You know, if you don't get a call back, or if you don't get a contract, you know, what does that mean? Good ways, healthy ways of dealing with that. So I do gear it a little bit differently. So, yeah, I do give a talk there. And then the rest of the time, I'm sitting at my table, and certainly people will purchase my book and directories and newsletter, but the majority of my time is spent answering questions for people. And that's what I do. I don't judge performances. They do have the industry professionals who will do that. These are people who are seeking people for their agency. But I have a very different kind of role. And in some ways, I'm part therapist. I am also part, you know, industry pro, just the answer guy. And so if you have a headshot and you want to run it by me, you know, what do you think about this headshot? I'll sit down, I'll talk with you about it.
Wow.
You know, if you say, well, you know, I live in the New Jersey area, do you know of any agents in New Jersey? I'll say, yeah, let's talk about some of the agents, see if they would be a good fit for you. And basically be there just to help folks. And that's what I do at those events.
You're a go-to guy. That's definitely,
yeah,
definitely true. That's awesome that you put yourself out there for those who need that direction. Like I said a million times, I wish that I had an Aaron Marcus in my life. So if you are in this industry, or hope to be in this industry, or you want to improve or up your level in this industry, you really need to take advantage of Aaron's services that he has, either in his workshop, howtoactamodel.com, I mean in his website, list all his services, howtoactamodel.com. Take advantage of his vlogs, his workshops, his book, How to Become a Successful Actor and Model. You can do that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. Also, I just want to quickly just ask you, because we're about to wrap up this week's program. It goes so fast. But just real quick, where can we see you next? Do you have any upcoming projects also that we can look forward to seeing you in?
I do. I'm always a little hesitant, and that's why I really don't talk about it that much. I'll just mention it. So there were two movies that I did, and I just went to a screening for one of them. It's called Fishbowl. It was really interesting. I was a preacher in that one, and I liked this character a lot. He was just a very nice man, very helpful man, and really trying to help out somebody in the community who was not very well liked. And so I don't know exactly when it's going to be released. I know they
look
are
out for it.
I know they're submitting it for a lot of festivals. Buck Run is another movie that I did, and honestly I don't know what is happening with that at this point, but the one that I'm really hesitant about, and that's why I'm not going to, normally I wouldn't say anything until after it airs, but
it's
there's
done.
A TV show called Mr. Robot. I think it's on the US, not I think, it's on the USA channel. And I booked an episode, and it's supposed to be the first episode of season three. My hesitation is why I really don't, really mention, I mentioned to anybody listening here, you just never know whether you're going to get cut out or not. And so,
right.
And I did that a while ago, and I mentioned to a bunch of people, hey, by the way, just want to let you know, I was in this movie, I was in this TV show, and you go and watch it, and you go, what happened? You're not there. and especially for television shows, because they have such time constraints. So, if for any reason they feel like they need to cut it to get it down to the exact time, you never know who's going to get cut. So you can check it out. Hopefully I'm in there. I was a lecturer, scientist, lecturer. That was my title. And you might hear, I also had to do some voiceover work for a segment where they're showing a montage. And certainly I can't give out any information, specifics about it. So anyhow, I believe it will air on the 11th. I think I heard that's when the first episode of season three starts up again. So maybe. Maybe you'll see
hopefully
me,
we'll
Mr.
see
Robot.
It. I appreciate your putting it out there so we can check and see if you're there. But it's another something else, a lesson that you learn along the way. So that's another valuable tip, that maybe perhaps that you wait until it's out there. And it's certainly okay to say, I did that too, but I got cut out. There's no shame in that. It's another level of experience that you've had. So I think that's awesome.
And, well, thank you. And the point is, I booked it.
Exactly.
Shot it. Whether I stay in there or not, I know, but it is a little, look, I'm very proud of the fact that I got it, went to New York, tons of people auditioning for it, I booked it. It would be a little embarrassing, though, if I really was putting it out there and then I'm not
right.
in the show. So that's why. Look, I still feel very proud about booking it, but anyhow, so hopefully, and if you see me, shoot me an email, let me know you saw it.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, thank you for that. And unfortunately, our time is up, Aaron. And I know it goes so fast. You're always such a delight. And I'm so appreciative of the time you take with your busy schedule to be here with us and to share with us so much important industry information. We're so proud to call you our friend here at Up to Me Radio. You're always so warm and gracious with your time and generous with your industry knowledge. And I hope that everybody out there who should ever aspire to be in entertainment or commercial modeling industry will please take full advantage of what you have to offer. You're truly considered the gold standard in this business. I think you're gold standard as a person as well as an actor and model or a business coach. But We just appreciate you so much. So thank you again for being here. And I hope that you'll come back.
Anytime. Anytime, Gabby. It's always so great to talk with you. You're wonderful and love what you're doing. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And if you would like to find out more about the many services provided by Aaron Marcus or to purchase his book again, please go to
howtoactandmodel.com.
For your book. I really would like people to purchase your book because as well, because it is a prelude to your workshop, and it's just chock full from A to Z. How to become a successful actor and model is what it's called. You can visit his website there, www.howtoactandmodel.com/bookthejob, and it's book/the/job/book, or you can go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com to find how to become a successful actor and model.
And Gabby, I was just going to say, excuse me for interrupting. I was just going to say, you can actually just go to howtoactandmodel.com and click on the book link, and it'll take you right there. And if you order the book from the website, you will also get two free directories that will be really helpful to you. But as you said, it can be ordered at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but you will get the two free directories if you order it directly from howtoactandmodel.com. Either way.
Oh, and that makes it so much easier then. Okay, well, thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that. And if you have an opportunity, don't miss Aaron's Book the Job workshop with his industry professional friends, David Off of Central Casting in D.C. and David Blackman, commercial photographer. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for information that you cannot afford to miss. Again, register by October the 11th to receive your 10% discount. Don't forget to put in the 10% discount promo code. And click on the affiliate link on howtoactandmodel.com, or also you can go to uptomeradio.com and click on the affiliate link under this show's feature. Aaron also offers one-on-one mentoring classes, as we mentioned. You can learn from the best by setting up a consultation with Aaron, and you can call 410-764-8270 or go to his website again, howtoactandmodel.com/mentoring program. On social media, you can also follow or friend Aaron Marcus on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Google+, respectively. The Up to Me Magazine show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you toward your own personal journey. So mark your calendars, meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe, and on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take 5 this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back to share it with us, because you know what? It's your life, your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
Up to me to be the very best I can be, and it's up to you to do the perfect too.
Who just let no man first? Sing no.
Gentleness and self-control. Then why are they? shelf to sell their souls. Who said that life's more important than I am now?
Because you're worth.